Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art, Monday mornings at 8:20 here on KUMD. Hey, howdy there, sunshine.
Hello. It is a sunshiny week for us with artwork and weather and all the rest. So Wednesday at 5 p.m., Shauna Gilmore, she has an exhibit at the Duluth Art Institute right now called Land of Wonder. And it is what it sounds like. She's a painter. She's really interested in these other worlds that exist in our dreamland, in our fairy tales. It's a surprisingly kid-friendly show, so we've purposely hung the work. There's a few pieces that are at kid eye level versus adult eye level. And this Wednesday at 5 p.m., it's going to be an artist talk, but we're kind of having fun with it considering that the show draws so much from these fairy tale realms and sort of fantasy worlds that we can create in our own minds as adults, but children are so far better at it, and we can really learn from them. So it's an artist talk, but we're going to make it really family-friendly, and we encourage people to bring kids because we can learn a lot from them when we look at artwork.
Take two, they're small.
Exactly. So we're going to have storytelling and some artwork, art making, as well as art looking. So that'll be a really fun way to investigate Shauna's work this Wednesday. Then Thursday at the Kruk Gallery in Superior, at the University of Wisconsin Superior, there is an opening for Liz James. Liz is an amazing ceramic artist in our community. The opening's 5 to 7 at the Kruk. The title of the show is Clayscapes. Liz is a installation ceramic artist as well as, she does do some functional wear, but I think this is going to be a focus on installation. And you see Liz's work, and it's amazing that she is able to translate. I would say she's a landscape ceramicist. You know, we hear of landscape painters. Well, she's a landscape ceramicist. She makes scenes and environments that feel a tie to certain landscapes. So, for instance, she did an exhibition at the Art Institute where it looked like ripples on the surface of a water. You know where the sun dappling happens,
right,
on the surface of water, and you get that sort of just burst of light in your eyes. But like there's a whole battling of light pieces. She did that with ceramics, with porcelain. It was amazing. So she also had a piece in a show recently that was a tall grass prairie that she had done. It was vessels, and they're vessels that you can use, you know, it was based off a vase, but it looked like, as I said, long grass prairie. So the kind of color, the form, the repetition, it's really wonderful to see that translation happen in three-dimensional form using a material that really is of the earth. So, you know, it works on a meta level too. You know, you're using the earth to make scenes of the earth. So I can't wait to see what she has in store for us on Thursday at the Kruk Gallery. Then Friday, Studio 15 Lydia, is doing an amazing job with that space. And usually there is art making that happens at Studio 15, but this Friday at 7, there is going to be a art show of the work of Coley Williams. The title of the show, I love this, Bad Days with Art by Coley Williams. And you go on Facebook and you read the description, and it's not safe for radio, so that's why I'm just going to send people to read it themselves. But he does lo-fi animation, collage, and mixed media. It's incredibly irreverent, and just has a lot of humor and fun in it. So that'll be an exciting show to see. And I love that it's mixing art making with art viewing. And then I want to remind everybody, so probably a lot of people are watching the Minnesota hockey finals, and they might have hockey on their brain. Well, I'm going to remind people that the Art Institute is hosting a hockey art show. So if you are an artist and have hockey on your brain, there is still time. We're still accepting hockey-themed artwork. this month for an opening that we're going to have in April. And continue growing your hair out. Don't cut your hair yet, because we're going to have, on April 14th, we're having a hockey hair fashion show. I'm sure everyone has seen those videos of the state final hockey hair golden comb. Well, we're going to have a runway set up so that people can flaunt their flow. So make sure to, you know, keep it going after the hockey tournament, and find out more on our website at duluthartinstitute.org.
Flaunt your flow. I like it. I like it.
Toss your salad.
I like it. Annie, thanks a gazillion, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute, and she joins us Mondays right here for Where's Art on KUMD.